Once again, certainly appreciate the presence of each and every one as we've gathered back together once again this afternoon. And we do have visitors among us. We're delighted that you've chosen to come our way. And we hope that you'll be encouraged and that you'll return during each and every opportunity that you may have. This morning, we took some time to discuss some things in which we all should seek to do in 2023. However, not only are there some things that we all should seek to do in 2023, but there are also some things in which we all need to avoid and abstain from in 2023. So being aware of that, let's take some time this afternoon to examine some things that we all need to avoid and abstain from in 2023. Let's begin by suggesting that in this new year, we all need to avoid the path of the wicked. Going back to the reading that Steve just gave to us a few moments ago there from Proverbs chapter 4, we see where the wise man gave this warning. And going back there to Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 14, the wise man said, "Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on." We need to be mindful of that instruction from the wise man. And we need to be a people who avoid the path of the wicked in this new year. You see, unfortunately, there is wickedness and evil all around us. Everywhere we turn, everywhere we look, there's evil, there's wickedness. However, we need to be aware of the dangers of the path of the wicked. And we need to also recognize the consequences of being one who follows the path of the wicked. And we need to be a people who avoid the path of the wicked in 2023. But another thing we need to avoid in 2023 is we all need to avoid being conformed to the world in 2023. There in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, the Apostle Paul instructed Christians not to be conformed to this world. Simply put, what Paul was telling those Christians in the first century was, do not be like the world. And although we all live in the world, we need to be mindful that as Christians, we are not of the world. Now, it can sometimes be difficult to refrain from becoming like the world because we live in the world. And we're surrounded by worldly influences. However, we need to be mindful in this new year not to be conformed to the world. We need to be mindful of the need to avoid letting ourselves become like the world in our appearance. That is, in our dress. We need to avoid letting ourselves become like the world in our speech. And altogether, in our everyday lifestyle. Simply put, we need to avoid the filthy influences of an immoral world. And when I think about that, I can't help but to think about the instruction that James gave there in James chapter 1 and in verse number 27. And there James simply said, keep yourself unspotted from the world. Remember that. Keep yourself unspotted from the world. Don't be like the world. Don't let the filthy influence of the world contaminate you, and be one who does all within your might to avoid being conformed to the world in 2023. But I also suggest that we all need to avoid those who cause division in 2023. Go with me, if you will, in your Bibles there to Romans chapter 16. And there in Romans chapter 16 and verse 17, we learn here of the need to avoid those who cause division. And there the Apostle Paul, writing to those saints in Rome, penned, "Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them." He seems to be simply put, Paul was telling Christians to watch out for and to avoid those who are divisive. Unfortunately, there are some who become divisive. And we need to beware of those who cause divisions, whether it be through false teaching or through the pressing of one's opinion regarding non-essential, non-important things. Whatever it may be that causes those who are divisive to cause division, we need to avoid, and we need to be mindful of the need to watch out for those who are divisive, and we need to stay away from them. But another thing we need to avoid in 2023 is we need to avoid both foolish and ignorant disputes. You see, unfortunately, there are some who want to make a stink about things that really do not matter. Unfortunately, there are some who just go from one battle to another looking for a fight. But we need to be mindful of what Paul told Timothy there in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and in verse 23. And there Paul told Timothy to avoid foolish and ignorant disputes. Now watch this. Here's the reason why we need to avoid these things, knowing that they generate strife. Again, we must not be drawn into foolish and ignorant controversies that cause disputes, but rather we need to be a people who avoid foolish and ignorant disputes. Not only did the Apostle Paul instruct Timothy to stay away, to avoid controversial, ignorant controversies that cause disputes, but he also instructed Titus to do the same. Notice what his admonition to Titus was there in Titus chapter 3 and verse 9. He said, "But avoid foolish disputes, genealogies, contentions, and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and useless." You catch that? Here again is another reason why we need to be a people who stay far away from foolish and ignorant disputes, why we need to avoid them, why we must not give in to them. Because as we have learned, all they'll do is generate strife, as Paul told Timothy. And they are, as he told Titus, unprofitable and useless. But another thing we need to avoid in 2023 is we need to avoid and abstain from sexual immorality. You see, we learn of the need to do this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and in verse 3. And I want you to notice these words of the inspired Apostle Paul. He said, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification." What is that, Paul? "That you should abstain from sexual immorality." The New King, or the King James Version rather, it reads fornication. And to be simply put, the word sexual immorality or fornication can be defined as illicit sexual intimacy. And we need to be mindful of the need to avoid illicit sexual intimacy. Unfortunately, we live in a society today in which sexual immorality is very prevalent. We're aware of that. We live in a very sexual immoral world today. But we need to be mindful of the dangers of sexual immorality. We need to understand that sexual immorality is sin, and we need to abstain from it. When I think about that, I think about Paul's instruction there in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and in verse 18. And there Paul writes, "Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body." Again, we need to flee fornication. We need to flee sexual immorality, knowing that it is sin. And we need to strive to be a people who abstain from sexual immorality in 2023. But another thing we need to abstain from in 2023 is we need to abstain from every form of evil. Again, there in 1 Thessalonians. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 22, the Apostle Paul gave this admonition: abstain from every form of evil. Simply put, what Paul is saying when he says abstain from every form of evil is he is simply saying hold oneself back from evil. Don't give in to any form of evil. And we need to be mindful of that. We need to refrain from every form of evil or wrongdoing. Again, unfortunately, we live in a society today to where there are a lot more who are engaging in wrongdoing than there are those who are engaging in doing right. But we need to be mindful of the need, although we are influenced very much so today in our society by those who are giving in to evil. We need to abstain from every form of evil. And we need to hold ourselves back from engaging in evil or wrongdoing. But another thing we need to abstain from in 2023 is we need to abstain from fleshly lust which war against the soul. Notice with me, if you will, these words of Peter found there in 1 Peter chapter 2. And there in 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning there in verse number 11, Peter writes, "Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust which war against the soul." And he goes on to tell them why they need to do that in verse 12 when he says, "Having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation." You see, we need to recognize that the desire to fulfill the lust of the flesh is at war with the soul. And we need to understand that we need to do all that is within us to abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul. You see, as we've mentioned before in many sermons, our souls are our most valuable possessions. There is nothing, and I repeat, there is nothing that is worth losing our souls for. We need to recognize just how precious our souls are, how valuable they are. And we need to recognize that this world and the things of this world are temporary, but our souls are destined to spend eternity in either heaven or hell. Think about that. Understand that. And be one who pursues a godly life and do all that you can to abstain from fleshly lust which war against the soul, and be ready for the day of judgment. These are just some things that we all need to avoid and abstain from in 2023. Therefore, may we be mindful of the things we talked about this morning. May we be a people who pursue to seek to do those things that we talked about this morning. But may we likewise be mindful of the things we've talked about this afternoon. And may we seek to do all that is within us to avoid and abstain these things in this new year. Maybe there is one here this evening who has not yet submitted their life in obedience to the Lord and His will. Our plea for you is the same as our plea this morning. We plead with you to become a Christian this new year. We plead with you to submit yourself in obedience to the Lord and His will. For you have heard the word of God. And if you believe with all your heart that Jesus is the Son of the one true living God, you can make a change in your life. You can repent of your sins. You can confess Jesus Christ before men, and you could become a Christian this very hour by being baptized for the remission of your sins. All things are ready. And may we all always remember that the buck doesn't stop at baptism, but rather one must continue to remain faithful unto death, remembering the promise of Jesus there in the latter part of Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Maybe there's one here this afternoon who's already submitted their life in obedience to the Lord and His will. But maybe you haven't been faithful. Maybe you have sin in your life. You've strayed from that straight and narrow path that leads to life. You're encouraged to repent of your sins. You're encouraged to confess them to God and ask Him for His forgiveness. And if you'd like to enlist of the prayers of the saints here on your behalf, we'd be more than happy to pray with you. So if there would be one here this evening who'd be subject to the Lord's gracious invitation, whatever that need may be, won't you let that need be made known now while making your way toward the front while we stand and sing the song Bruce has selected.